Welcome back to Your Daily Dose with Bob and Nick. And today with Kelly Joy Ladd. We're happy to welcome back our artistic friend to talk about, of all things, sports. As you might expect, we take a little bit of a different, more profound look at sports and sports metaphors, and then eventually find our way back to the art of the matter. It's the entire circle of life in just a little more than 5 minutes. Enjoy. I listened to a story from this book that I'm listening to about this great basketball coach who starts all of his lessons by making the players tie their shoes, teaching them how to put on their socks.
Walton. Yeah.
Is that his name,
Walton? I think it's Bill Walton.
Very impressive. It's like, boy, you want to take somebody out of their zone, take them back to that ultimate basic, right? And I heard that story, by the way, just a short while before I was doing these basics myself. So it was helpful to put me in that mind space, you know? So
it's so funny. I'm watching Billions on Showtime.
Oh, yeah. How is that?
It's okay. There's kind of silly moments, but it's also kind of fun because they're making fun of and oftentimes trying to take down billionaires who are gaming the system and things like that. But the guy that they're really against right now is a former high school and college basketball player. And so he does all sorts of basketball and college references, or basketball references, I should say. And it's now become because he's such a bad person. Like anytime somebody does that now, quotes Bill Walton or Mike Krzyzewski or Phil, whatever his name was, the coach of the Bulls and the Lakers, I'm just like, oh, that guy's a douchebag. If you quote any of the sports metaphors from basketball specifically at this point.
I've kind of always thought that, to tell you the truth, though, just before that.
Sports people?
No, and that's not true.
Basketball?
But I do think we wear the heck out of sports metaphors, right?
They're easy, too, because we always admire the person for being so hyper-focused. But at the same time, it's like, yeah, it's enough. And it also, it's so, usually, until recently, it's so male-dominated. Mm-hmm. We're always talking about male coaches and male athletes and, you know, like, come on, let's get out of that.
Yeah, it is. Kathy Ramsberger, who's the president of Dr. Phillips Center, is the only woman that I've ever met that can throw out more sports metaphors than any dude that I've ever known. I mean, and she hits them right. I mean, they're impressive in the way. But I think part of it is, this is my theory, human beings are not good at collaboration. But when we see team sports like basketball, we see this incredible overcoming of our inability to collaborate. And we're like, how do we do that? So we're curious. We carry those quotes around because there's a certain amount of humanity to them and how we connect as human beings, right? But it's kind of sad that you think we have to look to these situations where you have to be trained into working together, right? I mean, the thing that differentiates the great teams from the not so great teams is they really know how to work together. They've overcome that disability that we all have as human beings. And this is something I work on a regular basis, team building, right? But I lack the intensity and the consistency of a professional NBA team to be able to really get people focused like that.
Well, and when it comes to like any kind of business books, when they over rely on things that will never apply to my life, like, oh, well, you know, the British cycling team, this was an example from the book I'm reading. Actually, it was a really good one because it was talking about 1% differences. Like if you just change a little bit, and they were talking about that, but it's like, I'm never going to have the goals to win medals. Like I'm just not.
Yeah.
So I don't know that this is the right analogy
next
metaphor.
Right?
Yeah. Go on to the next one.
Hopefully some of them hit, you know, like a few of them. That whole concept of inspiration. Someone once said that inspiration is for wussies. That, you know, that true creative spirits don't wait around for inspiration. They put in the work and they'll find what they need in order to get the work done. But like, I don't know. I feel like
just
I
start
need
somewhere.
Well, this start anywhere.
Yeah.
Because as long as you're starting, as long as you're doing something, then you can alter your course. You can take the information you're getting. You can do something different, right? I mean, it's like, have you ever started an art project, Kelly, where you had no idea where it was going? You just started something and then it took you where it was going?
Yes, I have. And those, sometimes they're magical. Sometimes they're just, I don't know, just lines.
Practice,
exactly.
Oh, what a great perspective, though, right? You're looking because there's nothing wasted there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Like that.
There's no failure. Failure is just practice.
Yeah. And life is a practice.
Yeah. Just learning.
Oh, wait, for what?
For life. It's one of the rare things where you're actually practicing for what you're actually doing.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I like it that way. Mm-hmm. I just always like to think of life as a practice because it makes failure less painful. Because when you fail when you're practicing, it's like, that's what you're supposed to do. You fail, you get the failure out of your system, you get consistent, you get better. But so if I consider life as a practice, I feel like less of a failure.
Hey, it's Nick. Thanks for listening. The coach was actually John Wooden, not Bill Walton. Walton played for Coach Wooden at UCLA, and he won multiple championships at the collegiate and professional levels. So there's something to be said for coaching and tying your shoes, I guess. Remember to tie your shoes and wash your hands and have a great day.